Welcome to Pennal, croeso I Pennal, and welcome to a walk around the village. The church in Pennal is the centre of the village and has been so for a millennium and a half. It dates to the 6th century when two Celtic saints established a Christian cell here. Like most villages, Pennal grew around this site, a bonded township with a lord of the manor. There is evidence of two other parts of Pennal up the Sychan Valley. Upper and Lower Pennal still recorded on maps today, but the church was here, the centre of the community. At this eastern lychgate, many clues remain to the way Pennal became what it is today. Looking east towards Machynlleth, the narrow Rhys Terrace marked the edge of the village for many years, apart from the house we think of as the old vicarage, which was originally a private house known as Bryn Cottage. Here in the early 19th century lived the two Miss Vaughans, aunts of John Vaughan, gent, who lived at Pemain Dyfi, a hall and estate, as one lady remembered them later. Tall and gaunt, they spent a great deal of their time in dwelling upon grievances and slights put upon them by Pemain. They had from Chester new dresses and bonnets every year, but they never wore them until they were some years old. And in winter, they never took their bonnets off, but wore them tilted over their eyes. They both died in March 1843. By 1851, it was the home of Grey Evans, the independent minister, and later became known as Tanner Bryn, and then became the village rectory. Beyond, a croft called Pen Llan was recorded in 1840, but is no longer. Coming this way, there is a modern house, and then what was the headmaster's house, built in 1936. And on the right, Maes Teg, built in 1953. The road narrows in Rhys Terrace, which was built for quarrymen in the early 1900s, when Pennal's population mushroomed. The men left for nearby slate quarries, or even over the hill to Abergynolwyn, and stayed away all week. Coming in this direction, you pass the War Memorial, which commemorates local soldiers in both World Wars, including Captain Charles Arthur More Lascelles of Pemain Dyfi, who was awarded the Victoria Cross for bravery in March 1918. Although injured, he went back to war, but was killed at Limont Fontaine on the 7th of November, 4 days before the end of the First World War. A plaque on a nearby wall tells of a crew of airmen who tragically died when their plane hit the hill above Taran Rosfach in the fog in the Second World War. Along the road, Hen Ysgoldy was the national school founded by the Londonderry family of Plas Machynlleth in 1898. The two schoolyards each side are long gone. The Plas estate was sold along with this building in 1929, after which it became what was called the church room, where all manner of community activities were held, including school concerts and a Santa's tea party for years. This was sold a few years ago and is now a holiday home like many in the village. Crossing the road, on the corner of Cae Road stands Ysbryn. This was originally the Black Crow Inn, but in 1837 it became a temperance house after 492 people protested against the consumption of alcohol, and the old bird's sign was pulled down by one morning. It's not surprising that Merioneth was one of the last counties not to allow pubs to open on a Sunday after a 100-year ban. But the oldest building is the Tithe Barn, a relic of the centuries when taxes were paid to the church in the order of a tenth of all produce, the tithe, be they animals or wheat, which were stored in the barn. For centuries, the tithes of Pennal were paid to the Bishop of Lichfield and Coventry. But after 1840, they had to be paid in money, which later led to the Tithe Wars, when many Welsh non-conformist farming families were evicted for refusing or failing to pay the dues to the church. Many indeed emigrated. At least one local family was thrown out of their farm in about 1880. The original Thai barn is now the row of cottages. When the post first came to Penarth in the 1820s, Gwindy opposite was the first office and home of the postmaster. You can now follow the road around or even follow our story by walking along inside the church wall. The houses along the street a century ago housed a butcher, a baker and a milkman. Glansachan Stores was built in 1883 and was the last shop in Pennal when it shut its doors in 2017. Although T. Tanner Rowan, the house under the yew, is earlier, on the 1840 tithe maps, all we can see is a farmhouse and buildings called Llain Rwtra. Utra referring to the narrow field, the old Roman road, going all the way down to the River Caer. Around the church, opposite the small lych gate, is the public house. The earliest name known was T. Bricks, because it was built, so they say, from bricks taken from the Roman forts nearby. In the early 19th century, it was called the Union Jack, which then became the flag, though still nicknamed T. Bricks, until in 1929, a new owner, Mr. Samuel Mason from Handsworth, Birmingham, who also owned a slate quarry in Corris, improved the facade and facilities. The Riverside Hotel provided a garage for 30 motor cars and electric lights, which then stretched along the streets as well. It stayed as the Riverside until 2010, when it became the Glanner Avon. The many stories that building could tell. Next to T. Bricks were two cottages and a blacksmith, or as a one born a century ago we used to say, Pennal's Parliament, with Thomas Davis, the blacksmith, as Prime Minister, and where everything important was debated. Looking north, the area is now residential, but it was not always so. Dolderhewydd House was built about 1890, by which time the land was not so apt to flood after improvements made to the river. Here lived Edward Rees, who, apart from being a horse and cattle dealer, used to cut hair. One of his customers was Charles Price, vicar of Pennal for many years. He was renowned for rushing to the church, his clerical gown and white hair billowing in the wind. But once he went for a haircut, and Mr. Rees said that his hair was so long he'd have to charge more. The miserly vicar was not happy at all, so for weeks his congregation were entertained by the view of his short hair when he prayed, and his long hair as he preached in the pulpit, facing the other way. To the right of Dolderhewydd, until 1960, stood the carpenter's workshop, a shop, a house, and the brewery building where the grain for the brewing was processed. The field in the middle of the village, which in 1840 was farmed by the publican of T. Bricks, is still called Cae Bragdy, or Brewery Field, to this day. These old buildings were all demolished by 1960, when the stone was taken as foundations for Pennal sewage works. Now there are four bungalows and a toilet, four houses where there had been over a dozen years ago. As you come around and look down cross roads to the left, imagine a row of cottages and on the end, in the little shed, a cobbler's workshop. A little further along to the right, in parts of Llwyn Teg, lived Dr. Pugh, a quack doctor, who people called upon for their creams and potions. When questioned why he did so, he said that if people did not come to him, they would go elsewhere. There was at one time a bakery there and other shop nearer the two chapels built in the 1870s to replace earlier ones from the early 1800s. Turning back to where we started from, we see two houses now with modern names, one even French, though there were 3 or 4 years ago, to complete Church Street. Pennal in the past seemed to have everything. Even Dr. Dan used to come from Machynlleth to Pennal to see his patients in a front room in Tre Llywel in the 1950s and 60s. In a report in the Canberra News in 1948, the reporter described Pennal as independent and self-contained. Indeed, taking a tour around Pennal shows what an interesting place it was in times gone by as well as today. Many more stories can be heard on our walk around the village. To continue, visit our church and its lovely churchyard and garden. We are proud of Pennal, and now Pennal people have got together with a project called Pennal 2050 to help provide a happy, prosperous and healthy place for generations to come. If you'd like to find out more, please visit our website www.visitpennal.com. Dot Wales.